A Nigerian court has granted bail to imprisoned Muslim cleric Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaky so that he can fly to India for medical care. The leader of the Islamic movement in Nigeria has been in custody along with his wife since December 2015. The authorities previously ignored a court order to release the Muslim leader. Danjuma Abdullahi reports from Kaduna.
Back to Nigeria to continue his trial.
The High Court in Nigeria's Kaduna has said jailed top Muslim cleric Ibrahim Al-Zazaki and his wife Zinat are now free to travel to an Indian hospital in New Delhi for urgent medical treatment. The court granted bail for medical care to the leader of the Islamic movement in the African country. Zazaki did not attend Monday's hearing in Kaduna because of his poor health. The judgment followed several weeks of trials, postponements, and the presentation of medical reports from at least 8 doctors in Nigeria and abroad.
The court agreed that the applicant, Malam and his wife, should be allowed that immediate international medical treatments that were sought for, and that it should be immediate, but with the supervision of the states in this matter. Very well, it's as expected. The court was swayed by the submission of Mr. Femi Falana SAN and the various medical reports that were attached to the said application. So the court was also of the view that the life of the applicants must be saved urgently.
The prosecutors have said that they are expecting Sheikh Zazaki to be back as soon as he finished treatment in India so that he can continue to face the charges against him. He has been charged with unlawful assembly and disruption of public peace. They said they are studying the ruling, but they are in accord with the judge for now.
Well, you see, the court has ruled. It has heard us. It has heard the arguments of counsel, and it has ruled. We are bound by the court, the ruling of this honorable court. All the parties are bound by the ruling of the court.
Zazaki supporters have intensified their protests after reports emerged that the health conditions of the Muslim cleric was deteriorating. The protests in Abuja, the Nigerian capital, and other cities have resulted in the killing of many Zazaki supporters. The ruling has now brought a sigh of relief.
We are very happy with the current judgment by the High Court in Kaduna. We have envisaged that earlier on, and we just hope the government will abide by what the court has decided on, and we do it immediately.
Despite a High Court ruling granting him release, Zazaki and his wife have been in prison since 2015 after a deadly army crackdown in Kaduna State. Doctors say pellets in Zazaki's body have not been removed for close to 4 years and have caused lead poisoning. Experts have said that this ruling, which allowed Sheikh Ibrahim Zazaki and his wife Zinat to travel abroad for medical treatment, is expected to calm down many of his supporters. However, they said that this should be a window of opportunity for the Nigerian government to address other related issues once and for all. Danjuma Abdullahi, Press TV, Kaduna.
Mohammed Hassan Jojai Farid, representative of the jailed Nigerian Muslim cleric in Iran, believes that a plot of the Sheikh's detention was jointly hatched by the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel.
Actually, the situation of health of Sheikh is terrible. And according to Mohammed, his son, which he visited Sheikh, and that's because of this illness which they have, they couldn't attend the court also today and last week also. So he said that unfortunately the government attempt to deliberate assassination of my dad. Means he is being killed by the government if he couldn't find a good time to immediately go for a treatment, because otherwise it's not be compensable. Some months ago, which Sheikh Zakzaky himself were able, and it was a telephone in his hand, which we could speak to anybody. I found him. He said he told me that the main reason for all this conflict is American, Saudi Arabian, and Israel, and nothing else. Even the people which are in the government of the Nigeria, they are their puppets. They haven't got any power to do anything except by their order. Both the courts, especially this one, are unlawful because there is no any crime for Sheikh Zak Zaki, his wife, and Islamic movement. So it is under the control of Saudis and Israelis and the United States government. So it is an ordered court which deciding. When he become okay and back to Nigeria, the court will be continue. Means the court is not finished. It's now just stopped for treatment of Sheikh and his wife to be healthy and back again to be courted.